must we fear the advent of gurus and the establishment of militias? I think that as I wrote about this in Culture Make Believe, and as empires collapse, people become increasingly desperate and they attempt to maintain the old order, and authoritarianism rises. And I don't think so much about gurus, but I think that the establishment of militias is what you see when civic society collapses, and especially when patriarchal civic society collapses. And what you also see is an increase in the rates of violence against women, which is why I've argued for a long time that now is when men need to make their allegiance to women absolute. Not later, but now. And, you know, I wrote in Culture Make Believe about the rise of the KKK in the 20s, the rise of Nazism in Germany in the 20s. And I was pretty pleased with myself for predicting the rise of the Tea Party, really, sort of a right-wing desperation to hold on to the established order. Wasn't that hard to predict when you look at history. The thing I missed was the rise in left-wing authoritarianism in the identity politics movement, the sort of increase of, on the left, anybody you disagree with you call a Nazi, and anybody who's a Nazi, then it's okay to punch them. And I should have seen it, because both the right and the left are two sides of the same coin. Do I fear the rise of militias? Yeah, I fear them, but mainly I see them as inevitable. I think that, and I think that's why we need to, as well, at the same time as we are dismantling civilization, we need to work very, very hard to make robust, self-sufficient communities. This is where, I mean, it annoys me when people who promote CSAs, community-supported agriculture, it annoys me when they act like that in itself is a revolutionary act, because it's not. But what it is, it's a necessary part of a revolutionary act by relocalizing food so that when things start to collapse on a larger scale, you have an infrastructure in place. And so again, by itself, it doesn't do anything. But as one part of a larger movement, it's incredibly important. So I think we need to prepare for those militias by learning self-defense ourselves, by attempting to think as clearly as we can and to not get sucked into those authoritarian vortices, and to establish community relations that may be resilient toward resilient toward those sorts of changes.